This is Terry Mandel, DOJ obtaining an attorney letter to Stanley Kahn, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Kahn, per your request for medical information on my patient, your client, Jennifer Hicks, please note the following medical letter. The first name is J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Last name is H-I-C-K-S. The patient was initially seen in my office on June 20th, 2013, relating she was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 17th of 2013, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident whereby she was the driver with her seatbelt on. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, hitting the patient's vehicle in the side, period. The patient's vehicle was probably totaled and pushed into a light pole, period. The patient was jerked and had pain in her entire back, comma, left lower leg, comma, and tingling down her left arm, period. She was seen in the emergency room at St. Francis Hospital. She was placed on Tylenol without relief. On examination, on examination by me, June 20th, there was a 5-centimeter ecchymotic area with a hematoma involving the left lower leg. There was a 1-centimeter laceration involving the left great toe. I did take some photos of these areas of involvement. Please refer to these photos. ENT examination was negative. Fundoscopic examination was benign. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas. The lumbar and cervical was greater than thoracic. There was loss of the normal cervical and lumbar lordotic curve. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas. The cervical and lumbar was greater than thoracic. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs, clear. Abdominal examination was soft. Straight leg raising, abnormal. It's 72 degrees left, 78 degrees right. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. Gait was normal. My diagnostic impressions were that of cervical, thoracic, lumbar strain, left arm radiculopathy, left leg trauma with hematoma, all caused by the automobile accident, period. At that time, I sent for her records. I prescribed the muscle relaxer Flexeril, as well as a narcotic prescription for Tylenol number 3, period. The patient was seen next on June 21st, having bad pain in the cervical and lumbar areas, abnormalities including paravertebral muscle spasm and diminished range of motion continuing. I started her on some physical therapy to both the cervical and lumbar regions, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, an active exercise program in the office, as well as an active home exercise program, period. Therapy was repeated June 24th, 25th, and 27th. Seen next by me on July 1st, spasm noted, higher dose therapy given. Seen July 3rd, diminished range of motion noted, higher dose therapy given. Therapy repeated July 5th. Seen next by me on July 8th, diminished range of motion noted, higher dose therapy given. Seen July 9th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen July 11th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen July 15th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen July 16th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen July 18th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Therapy repeated July 22nd and 23rd. Seen next on July 25th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen July 29th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen July 30th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 1st, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 5th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 6th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 8th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 12th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 13th, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 15th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 19th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 20th, feeling better, improvement noted, therapy repeated. Because of the improvement, I decreased the frequency of treatments. Seen next on August 22nd, spasm noted, therapy repeated. seen August 26th. Diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 27th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 3rd, feeling better, more improvement noted, therapy repeated. Because of the continuing improvement, I decreased the frequency of treatments even further to once a week. Seen next on September 9th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 16th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 23rd, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 30th, improvement in range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen next on October 7th, feeling much better, more improvement noted, therapy repeated. We discussed the fact that I would probably release her next visit with an impairment rating period. Seen next on October 14th, feeling better but still experiencing low back pain. It does interfere with everyday activities, period. On examination, October 14th, auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, auscultation of the lungs clear. The ecchymosis and hematoma of the left lower leg resolved. There was the one centimeter laceration of the left great toe resolved. The paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic area resolved. Although improved, there's still spasm in the lumbar area. The previously abnormal cervical lumbar lordotic curve is now normal. There's full range of motion in the cervical and thoracic area. Although there is improvement in range of motion in the lumbar area, lumbar flexion was diminished by 10 degrees. The previously abnormal straight leg raising is now normal. The abnormal reflexes are now normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. At this time, I gave her last dose of physical therapy, and I'm releasing her with an impairment rating because she has reached maximal medical improvement, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4, Class 1, page 570, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment as a result of injuries to the lumbar region. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally this automobile accident in question. No prior injuries or accidents enter into the equation, period. In terms of estimated costs of future treatment, it would be approximately $500 a year for the next 5 years or so, period. This would include occasional physical therapy and medication, period. In summary, I have treated Jennifer Hicks for injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Her final diagnoses were that of cervical thoracic lumbar strain, left arm radiculopathy, left leg trauma with hematoma, all caused by the automobile accident, period. Her treatment has consisted of rest, narcotic analgesics, muscle relaxers, and physical therapy to both the cervical and lumbar regions, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, and an active exercise program, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.